Well, it seems a large chunk of us are either unhappy or unsure of the direction this country is headed. A Herald ZB Kantar TNS poll released this morning shows 41% of voters think the country is heading in the right direction, but 32% don't, and another 27% don't know. Labor leader Andrew Little points to those numbers as a mood for change.
It's consistent with what I'm picking up, which is either people definitely do want to change because they're saying what's happening is not right, or others just uncertain about the direction that's being taken. And so I don't think the government can take any comfort at all from those sorts of numbers.
But in terms of leadership, Bill English stands tall above the rest with 41% saying he's the most capable of running the government. The next closest is Andrew Little on 10%. And National Stephen Joyce, he loves those numbers.
I don't think there's a vulnerability for any particular group. I just think we've got the work to do to make sure that people believe that we are the best option for their opportunities and security and future.
And now for some analysis of those numbers, Chief Political Reporter Felix Marwick is with us. Morning, Felix.
Morning, Larry.
What are you reading into these numbers?
Well, I think most parties will find positives in there anyway. There's a push for continuity. The support numbers for Bill English is of running the government and the country going in the right direction, both 41%, both strong numbers that the government will be happy with. Yes, the opposition, leader of the opposition, Andrew Little, is pointing to the 32% who disagree and the 27% that are unsure. But if you drill down into the demographics on some of those numbers, for both of them, the government is strong in Auckland, weak in Wellington, which is not unexpected, but also strong in Canterbury. Now, when the election comes down to the party vote, you've got to look at those metro areas as to how the election may play out. So if the government's numbers are good in Auckland, it's looking good down the track. If you look into the demographics, though, particularly for voters 18 to 30, across both of those questions, the government is weak. It drops around about 8 to 10 points. So the youth vote is always being focused on by the opposition parties. There are opportunities there, but of course the greatest challenge that opposition parties have always had over the recent elections is not just getting people out to vote, but specifically getting young people out to the vote, because all the numbers say that at the moment they're the most apathetic class of voters. The older ones, the baby boomers, they tend to go with National. According to the numbers that we're seeing here, that support is still there.
And that youth, the young people, they don't seem to like Bill English much at all, do they?
No, you're looking at numbers of 30 and 33% for the 18 to 39 demographic. That compares with the overall average of 41. So that's a reasonably significant drop. There's also some interesting numbers. Well, you can see New Zealand First leader Winston Peters, who we did approach for comment on polls, but he has certain strongly held opinions and declined to talk in the most vigorous fashion. He's polling 9% on that. But if you look, again, we have the demographic numbers, and you look where the support from is. In urban areas, 5%. Mm. In suburban and rural areas, 12 and 11. Where is New Zealand First campaigning at the moment? It's in the regions. It's not so much in the metros. So you can see how those strategies are working for New Zealand First.
Felix, I just want to go back to the 30% who don't know, and another 20% don't know. But 32% don't believe the country is heading the right direction. 27%. That's 59%. You don't think that is that's a pointer to where we're heading with all of this? That's a worry for the government?
Well, what's interesting about this poll is it's not the normal type of, it's not the conventional who's most popular type poll. We've asked, you know, several questions, and we'll speak more about other ones later this afternoon. So polling is always quantitative. It tells you what. It doesn't always tell you why. You get a wee bit more of a steer when you ask a question, do you think the country is going in the direction? So you've got a better feel for how people are actually feeling. Yes, those opposite numbers are significant, but unsure is unsure. It could go either way. You just don't know. So to say 59% are dissatisfied is probably not completely accurate. 32% is that number, 27% is unsure, and you can't predict which way those ones are going to jump.
Fair point. Thank you, Felix. Felix Marwick, who is Newstalk ZB's chief political reporter.